from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Egypt asked the United Nations to indefinitely postpone a vote Thursday on a resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlement building in Palestinian territories. The UN Security Council had scheduled a meeting Thursday to vote on the resolution, which would see Israelis and Palestinians living side by side in peace. President-elect Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had urged the Obama administration to veto the UN resolution. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby.
What we've continued to try to do is work towards seeing a viable two-state solution realized. But it wasn't so. In that regard, I think we were interested to see how the debate and discussion would unfold. And I think I'd leave it at that.
The resolution also says the existing settlements have no legal validity and are a flagrant violation of international law. Police arrested seven suspects who were allegedly planning a series of bomb attacks in the heart of Australia's second-largest city on Christmas Day. The seven men had been inspired by the Islamic State group. Police had been watching the alleged plotters for some time and believed they were preparing to use explosives and other weapons. A deal to repeal North Carolina's controversial bathroom bill, which limited LGBT access to facilities, fell apart on Wednesday as Democrats and Republicans in the state legislature clashed over the measure's provisions. North Carolina's Democratic governor-elect, Roy Cooper.
I know there were enough Democratic and Republican votes in the House and in the Senate to fully repeal House Bill 2, if they had just been given a chance.
This is VOA. Amid ongoing accusations that Russia attempted to influence and subvert the U.S. presidential election, Europe is bracing for a similar operation by Moscow before a series of elections. France, Germany, and the Netherlands go to the polls in 2017, and analysts say Russia is already attempting to influence the outcomes. Moscow denies the accusations. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
As the chief European architect of sanctions against Russia, analysts say German Chancellor Angela Merkel is the European leader Moscow would most like to see voted out of power.
Dazu müssen wir auch die Menschen sehr informieren.
In a speech this month, Merkel warned of the dangers of external attempts to hack the election, adding that German leaders must inform people and express their political convictions clearly. The Chancellor is running for a fourth term in power, but she does have an Achilles heel. Nearly a million migrants arrived in Germany in 2015, and analysts say Russia will likely use this to try to whip up anti-immigrant feeling. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
European leaders hope that by sounding the alarm early, any attempt by Moscow to influence upcoming elections can be extinguished, but analysts warn Russia's propaganda drive is already well underway. Final test results confirm an experimental Ebola vaccine is highly effective, a major milestone that could help prevent the spread of outbreaks like the one that killed thousands in West Africa. Scientists have struggled to develop an Ebola vaccine over the years, and this is the first one proven to work. Efforts were ramped up after the infectious disease caused a major outbreak beginning in 2013 in Guinea and spreading to Liberia and Sierra Leone. About 11,000-plus people died. The World Health Organization, which acknowledged shortcomings in its response to the West Africa outbreak, led the study of the vaccine, which was developed by the Canadian government and is now licensed to the U.S.-based Merck and Company. Merck is expected to seek regulatory approval in the U.S. and Europe sometime next year. Airbus and Iran Air finalized Thursday a deal for 100 more airplanes worth more than $18 billion at list prices, a contract that's potentially a big boost for Iran's post-sanctions economy. Under the terms of the deal, Airbus said deliveries are expected to begin early next year. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.